Hi, guys. Thanks for tuning in to my beauty podcast. You are listening to Dr. K. Duraraj, and this is Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I am a facial plastic specialist, and I'm out here in Southern California, Los Angeles. You can come and visit me in Pasadena. I specialize in facial aesthetics and beauty. I do head and neck surgery, facial plastic surgery, injectables, Botox, and all kinds of creative facial sculpting.
Let's do a 5-Minute Friday, and yes. I'm here with Jack Vanek from The Lady Gang.
Hello!
And her beautiful mom, Mary Vanek.
Hi!
And it's perfect because it's Mother's Day this weekend.
So. Yay!
I always take my mom with me here, though.
Right.
It's our ritual. Every 3 months, we come in for Botox.
It really is.
It's kind of mother-daughter bonding.
It is Botox bonding.
It really is.
Yeah, you're lucky to be born with such a beautiful mom because she's got these high cheekbones and amazing brows, so you're going to get that.
I know. Thank God he gave me your cheekbones.
Yeah.
It's my best quality, I think.
I think cheekbones keep you young.
Yes.
Actually, and if you guys haven't seen pictures of my mom, you should check her out on my Instagram, but she also has amazing cheekbones.
She
you
do, too. Really beautiful.
Well, yeah. So congrats on your TV show.
Thank you.
Is it all official?
It's all official. Yeah.
So the Lady Gang is going to be called The Lady Gang TV show?
I think it's just going to be called The Lady Gang.
Yeah.
So we just announced it like 2 weeks ago.
Are you stressed?
Not yet. I will be once we start filming. But it's so exciting.
It's like a new chapter
for us. And we've worked our butts off for like 2.5 years doing the podcast. So
you guys don't realize how much effort it is to do a podcast.
It's actually crazy. Oh, yeah.
It's a real commitment. And just like showing up regularly to do the effort is important.
Yep.
But you've created such a great brand, and I think it's like sassy woman empowerment and like just being real.
Right. And we're excited because it's like we're going to try to staff our show with as much women as possible, and we want to like give back as much as we can to our girls.
That's awesome. And you're going to be a producer, actually.
Yes. Executive producer.
Executive producer.
A job title I didn't think I'd ever have.
That is crazy. So it's so nice that you're going to control your branding and like your image and everything else like that.
Oh, yeah. We had to. I mean, it's our baby, so we wouldn't be able to like fully hand it off to somebody else.
Well, you know I'm going to invite you guys over to come and film.
Of course.
If you want to.
Of course.
Do an episode here. That would be so awesome.
It would be so fun. I'm sure we'll end up doing some kind of like a
cute little
outtakes.
It would
be so fun.
Yay. Well, thanks and congrats.
Thank you.
All right. I want to do a TV show next. So.
Oh, gosh.
When you want to executive produce my reality beauty
show. Oh, yeah. You could be like under the Lady Gang wing.
Exactly.
We'll have a whole like
network.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys should incorporate now.
Oh, my God.
Limited LLC time.
That's the goal. We'll see one day. One step at a time.
One step at a time. So let's talk a little about moms and skincare. So yes. I think so much of us learn our skincare routine from our moms. And so Mary, what have been kind of your skincare tips and advice that you've given?
The most important advice is stay out of the sun.
Yes.
That's like the biggest.
That should be your religion.
Sunscreen.
Yes.
I've been using your tinted sunscreen.
She loves it.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
It's such a good product.
It really is.
It's one of the only sunscreens that's kind of fun to put on because it just looks glam and it looks good.
It makes you look like you have a little bit of sun going on, so it's good. And I'm
color.
Very pale, so yeah.
I definitely got that from
it's
you.
It's awesome. And you know how your mom says, don't frown, your muscles will stay like that. Did you tell Jack that?
Get Botox early.
So I told Jack today that she's graduated from baby Botox into real woman Botox.
I'm nervous.
So let's do some Botox for you. Okay. So you're noticing when you frown that the muscles are bunching a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think you inherited that from your mom. Go ahead and frown for me.
I'm lucky for you, hon.
Yeah, looking at Mary's brow, and she has a deep furrow. So there are some people who need filler in their wrinkle lines, and I think Mary is one of them. So I tell patients Botox is nice. It's not a miracle. So if you've been frowning for 20 years and you frowned all the collagen out of those lines, then be prepared to put a little filler in them, right?
So if I get Botox in the lines, though, hopefully I won't have to get filler one day?
Right. Since you're starting early, hopefully you won't reach that point of needing to fill your number 11s.
Right. I think I was over 50 when I first started getting Botox. So
it was never too late.
It was really not a thing back then.
You know, my oldest Botox patient is like 90.
That's amazing.
Really 90. And I have a lovely older gentleman who's like 85.
Oh, that's awesome.
You still
awesome.
Go look good at any age. That's what I have to say.
When the day comes that you just give up and you're like, I don't care how I look anymore, just like pack it up.
Right. Like, I'll just die.
Right? But how there many are people units, who say that.
How many units do you do on somebody that old? Do you not have to do that much because they're
you don't have to
are?
Do as much because muscles will atrophy.
Yeah.
And you want to preserve all the lifting function of the brow. So,
right.
But very similar, like around 40 units. Normally, I tell patients it's your roughly your age. So you're 30, about 30 units. If you're over 50, add 10.
Ooh.
But if you're like 85, I don't think we're going to do 95 units.
You don't have muscles left.
Yeah. So any other 5-minute tips as far as skincare? What are your favorite things, your little tricks?
I mean, the same thing with sunscreen. I try to not wear makeup a lot and let my skin breathe as much as possible.
That's a good one.
Because I just don't like wearing makeup in general, and it makes my skin feel cakey.
I do agree.
And
it's like almost like it's putting on your work war paint.
Yeah, it really
I feel
is.
Like when you get home and take off your makeup and put your sweats on, that's the best.
Oh my gosh, the best feeling in the world, right, Mom?
Yeah.
That's her favorite thing. Take your bra off, put your sweatpants on, sit on the couch.
Sit on the couch. All you need is your laptop.
Yep.
A little Netflix in the background. A puppy, maybe.
Perfect.
Yes. I wish.
Right.
I wish.
And a snack.
And a snack.
The thing for your face is that hyaluronic.
Oh, the hyaluronic acid.
Yes. And retinol and vitamin C. Those
perfect.
Are...
Wow, you've been studying.
Yes.
Good job,
I
Mom.
Do a combo of all of them.
You look really glowy and fresh.
I know. Doesn't our skin look great?
It really does, yeah. And natural, too.
It's all your products that I'm
using. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It
thanks
is.
Thanks for trusting me. All right, hold one finger right there. You're all set.
Oops. Thank you.
Wow, that was fast.
Hey.
She's the best.
Any other good mother-daughter advice about beauty? How about something about confidence, like woman confidence?
Oh, it's always great to be confident. It's hard because of everything that, you know, society puts on you, and you always feel like you're...
inferior?
Yeah, I think most women do. They feel like, oh, I can't, like, live up to that, but...
Right.
You know, everybody sees you a little bit differently than you see yourself. I think that women are their worst critics. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're your own
very
worst
true.
Critic. Where men seem to think they're a lot
they're
better
ego.
Than they are.
I know, they're overinflated.
Exactly.
Ego. Yes.
Women are the opposite. They seem to, like, you know, downplay
so
what they are.
Yeah, they're so,
so
critical of themselves.
Right, and
yeah.
I think that's kind of the mindset we need to get ourselves out of that.
Yeah, you need to see yourself how everybody else sees you, not how you see yourself, which is hard.
Right.
Because I just, I mean, I especially just, like,
you are
knock
harsh,
myself
you are
down.
A harsh critic about yourself. I've heard that. I've heard you talking about yourself.
Oh, yeah. My mom knows.
Yeah.
I am my own worst critic, but I'm trying not to be as bad.
Even when you were a little kid and she would be an amazing artist, because she's an amazing artist, and she would draw these, like, amazing pictures, and she'd just look at the picture, and she'd just, like, take it and scrunch it and, like, throw it away.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't...
Perfectionist.
Up to her standard.
Yeah, I think all of us type A girls that are success-driven, we're a little bit perfectionist.
Right.
And it's so important to be not a perfectionist, especially when it comes to faces. I have patients that obsess about little millimeters, like,
oh, yeah.
This side of my lip and that side, and I'm like, I have to take out a magnifying glass to see that, and you should not be studying your face that closely, because
Right. Mm-hmm. The
face has its own beauty with its flaws and imperfections.
Right, well, that's why we love coming to you, because you want to look natural, but you want to look your best.
You want to look like the best version of yourself.
Right,
exactly.
I don't
wanna
look like somebody
you don't
else.
Want to look like you've had, like, a bunch of stuff done to you.
Exactly. Well, I thank you guys for coming on, and I'm so thrilled for your success.
Thanks.
With the Lady Gang.
Oh, we'll be working
so
together forever.
And you come see me forever, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And ladies, give yourself confidence and give yourself props for all that you do and all that you are. You are enough. Your face is beautiful. Every face has beauty. You just have to find it and accentuate it. So that's it for now. Stay beautiful. We'll be right back.